We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Oh, excuse me. Not good when you have to start a segment with a cough button. All right, let's start this over again. Doctors at the Pentagon believe that 7-year-olds, Lee, can make decisions about taking puberty blockers and hormones. And they have published a paper advising other doctors in the military doctors, that they should, at first sign of gender dysphoria, as young as the age of 7, that children can consent to puberty blockers, which can sterilize them for life.
I got a quick legal question for you. This is going to sound pretty sick. If a 7-year-old can make a life-altering decision about changing their gender, how can you then prosecute anybody for statutory rape?
Well, you can't. This is why the Democrats want this. They're the biggest fans of pedophilia you'll ever find. I mean, this is... you know, UK Daily Mail investigation that the Democrats in California have used a legal change to let over 7,000 pedophiles out of prison in California after having served less than a year. These are some people who got 20 years to life. They go right out the door there. And that's not an accident. This is a party that has been working its way for a while toward rights for pedophiles. And that means eliminating the idea that children can't consent. I mean, think about it. This is why they're so obsessed with the drag queen thing. Mm-hmm. If it was merely about, let's appreciate diversity, gay people are a part of diversity, so let's, you know, treat them well, you wouldn't need to show them a man wrapping his leg around a stripper pole. I mean, think about it. We don't say, hey, it's International Women's Day. Let's go find a great example of a woman at a strip club. Here, we'll use this half-naked one here. If people said, hey, a great place to take kids on International Women's Day is a strip club so they can watch strippers, that's a great example of a woman, everybody be offended. That's just stupid. And that's because this is about grooming. And what they like to do is pick a group of people, you'll be considered anti-LGBTQ if you say, hey, you know what, that's not appropriate for kids. That person there is half naked. That adult's half naked. They shouldn't be gyrating in front of children. I don't care if they're gay, straight, or whatever. So they need a cover, and that's their cover. That's where they're going with this. That's Lee, this is exactly where they're going with this. Because in the state of California, which is now a sanctuary for transgender children, so if you can get somebody to take you to the state of California, they can transition you according to law without permission from your parents. You got to get over the state line, though. Well, if that's the case, what you got there is what's called a legal basis to then begin arguing, well, I mean, if you can consent at 7, you can consent to a relationship with an adult.
Then can a child ever run away from home?
No.
Well, I mean, because if that child can make that decision and the parents have no legal recourse, then if a child decides, I'm running away from home, then why pursue them?
Now, it'll get to where you can't pursue them, especially not if they're with whoever they identify with as their partner, their significant other, the adult. That's where they're going with all of this. Mm-hmm. This is why... they fought back in Florida. They're pushing the sexualizing education down. And when you start digging into the details of it, it is heterosexual as well. It's just pure on sexualization. That's where they're going with all of this. Here's what's really interesting about it is how devastating this is for kids who aren't ready for it. This very famous...
No kid is ready for this.
No kid is ready for this. You're right.
The child does not have the cognitive ability to process this, period. That's why we go through puberty. That's why we have refer to children as minors, and they don't have legal access to certain things. That's why, because they're not ready to process this, period.
Well, the star of I Am Jazz, that reality TV series, it was a boy who was transitioned by his mother starting at the age of 5 or 6 and went through all the steps associated with that process as a child, including the removal of their penis and a vaginoplasty, is now having a basically mental meltdown in front of the world. The media is pretending this is not happening. Trans reality star Jazz Jennings, who was pushed to change gender by their parents at age 6, is doing videos now revealing the sad reality of medical transitioning. It's permanent. I just want to feel like myself. All I want is to be happy, feel like me, and I don't feel like me ever. Well, what is behind this? Well, when you have what's called a penile inversion vaginoplasty and you've been put on puberty blockers, guess what? As an adult, you have to begin to cope with the fact you'll never be a father. You've been sterilized as a child by your mother. That's some pretty heavy stuff. And so all of this is going on, and this person won't shut up, and this is a problem. And meanwhile, we literally have Pentagon doctors publishing papers saying, oh, yeah, children can consent to this at age 7. Children shouldn't even know how babies are made at age 7, much less that if they get these puberty blockers, they're not going to be having any.
Sure wish the Pentagon would just be paying attention to what's going on in Ukraine, what's going on with Russia, what's going on with China, our involvement in Syria, Africa, and other areas. You know, whether or not that is the right policy for us to be pursuing, they should be looking at the national security defense interest of this country, not these issues.
And not to be too, look, I'm just going to spell this out with what this is involved here. Because this is being pushed in Greenville County schools. We have children, we have teachers that ask children at the beginning of the year for their pronouns. And that pushes on the whole class the idea that that you can change as a child. I don't care what you do as an adult, you do what you want. It's not my business. But when you're a child, it is my business. It's all of our business. This shouldn't be pushed. Let me just read this. It's not entirely clear if Jazz Jennings has reached the stage of full regret or if this is just a temporary phase, but it won't matter. Either way, it's too late now. The physical damage done to Jennings as a child, and that's what we're talking about here, can never be reversed. He has no sex drive because of all the hormones he was given. He's a she now, I guess, because of all the hormones he was given. He's never experienced an orgasm. He will never father children, nor will he bear children because he's still male. Even though he's had this reconstructive surgery to create a vagina. That is some heavy stuff. And his mom did it to him before he was 18. And now we have the people at the Pentagon, the doctors at the Pentagon. These doctors have access to authority over children of military members, and they are publishing papers saying a child can consent to this at age 7. And what they're talking about is the puberty blockers that sterilize you. So this stuff is coming. This is not some fringe thing out in California. This is coming straight from the Pentagon, straight from our federal government. It's very disturbing. I mean, I don't want to shock anyone or disturb you this morning, but I want you to understand what's involved. This is not a, hey, I'm going to let the child dress up as they feel today, and we can just all go, we can go back. We can just revert. We can't. This is not reversible. And now we're watching this poor kid say, hey, I have regrets. Well, it's too late. Mm-hmm. It is too late. Once you start those hormones, it's too late. And this is just very disturbing. And this is why I keep telling people the Pentagon is gone. It's as gone as the FBI. It's gone. If you want to serve your country for a long time, I don't think this is going to end with another Republican in charge. I mean, they're too deep dug in, and people who are sensible have been pushed out of the Pentagon. I mean, I think if you want to serve your country, you have to find the reddest city that you can and be a police officer, be a sheriff, be a highway patrol trooper, and service that way. You can't serve your country. They won't let you. You cannot subject yourself to these people because this is what it's like inside the Pentagon. And this is why, Lee, they missed their recruiting goal by 15,000.
I was just thinking about that. You've got pretty much all the branches of the military up there complaining about the fact that they're missing recruiting goals.
Yeah. Meanwhile, while all the right liberals go on all the right channels and threaten war every day with Russia, like, who's going to fight that? These generals? These people? This is their culture. China and Russia, see, they see all this. It's just nothing but telegraphed weakness every day.
Well, it's not just China and Russia, but
it's the whole world.
It's North Korea. It's Iran. It's ISIS. It's Al-Qaeda. It is any number of other organizations that would love to see the demise and, demolishment of this this country.
Yeah. And I don't know how we fix it. And the problem is you used to see South Carolina. I haven't checked the last few years. I don't know what it is now. But when I started here, number one per capita contributor of young people to the military was this state. And that is because we are a red culture. We do things like join the military. And if you're going to woke up the military, then I don't even know what your recruiting base is anymore. People who hate the country, well, they're not going to want to serve the country. That's the paradox.
No.
And now you're pushing this weird stuff. I mean, when you get to the point where we have whole branches in the military where if you use the wrong pronoun, you will be tried under the military code and could be convicted for it in the military. Who is going to join an institution like that? Wow, what if I'm in the foxhole and I use the wrong pronoun because there were bullets flying over my head? Instead of getting a medal, I'll get brought up on charges. No thanks. I think I'll go work somewhere else. There's no way around it. It's wild. And this is why.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I keep saying it. Our side just does not understand what the left is doing with crime right now. We keep saying, oh, they're soft on crime. Well, no, that was the 1980s. In the 1990s, the left's way beyond that now. They're not soft on crime. They see crime as a justified redistribution. If you have something and somebody takes it from you, including by force, you probably should not have had that thing. There are people who don't have things. You probably have too many things. It's probably why you were targeted. Maybe you should examine your lifestyle and ask yourself, why does the guy who doesn't have the things you have want them so much from you? And we saw this in San Francisco last year with that shocking article, about should we even stop burglaries? They were serious. This was the San Francisco Chronicle. Our side needs to begin to understand the way the left thinks. Because you can't fight them if you don't. And we're seeing this now from a guy by the name of John Hamasaki. He's the former police commissioner there in San Francisco. And he very narrowly lost to the Soros-backed prosecutor, Chesa Boudin, who's since been booted out a San Francisco's district attorney. The reason I care about this, because I don't generally care what happens in hellholes like San Francisco, other than that we are now seeing what the left wants, how they think, and what they will do if they're ever put in place nationally. If you doubt that, remember, I nearly wrecked my car looking at a billboard on I-85 in this state, South Carolina, during the Democrat primary, 2020. And it had pictures of the candidates vowing to release, off the top, 50% of the federal prison population, just because. Those are the most hardened criminals in the entire country, much worse than anything you'll find in state prisons. They're the worst of the worst. You just let them go, half of them. Why? Because we just want to. So Hamasaki recently took to Twitter. It's just the reason we're spending time on this is I want you to understand how they think. To make fun of another liberal who came into town. It was a tech executive who came into town, made the mistake of coming into town for a conference and naturally was robbed. This person, Snehal Antani, wrote, "And my teammates will be scarred forever. Being robbed hits you at your core, especially when it's thousands of dollars a loss. There is no downtown recovery without an aggressive push for safety." Their cars were broken into and robbed. John Hamasaki, the would-be attorney general of San Francisco, prosecutor of San Francisco District, wrote, "Interesting. Would getting your car window broken and some stuff stolen leave you scarred forever? Is this what the suburbs do to you? Shelter you from basic city life experiences so that when they happen, you are broken to the core?" He says, "I am grateful most of it is property crime instead of violent crime." And he says he loves living in San Francisco even after being on the wrong side of violent crime. And then he argues that people should get used to having thousands of dollars stolen from them. It is wrong not to accept the idea of thousands of dollars being stolen from you. Why? Okay. I told you at the time, when the New York Times came out and said property theft is not crime. Remember, they had one of their reporters do a media tour to declare that. And we laughed and talked about what a bunch of nutcases they were because they're crazy. We know that. What we didn't understand is they were also serious. They were dead serious. Property crime henceforth was to not be considered crime. Why? Because it is unfair for somebody to have something that you want. That is an indictment of them. And they are wrong and they are right and you are wrong. Here is the declaration by the New York Times. They sent Hannah Nicole Jones out to declare this on all the cable channels. It was very hot for a while. And this was used as the justification for mobs going into stores and cleaning them out. Hold on. Let me get this to, here we go. Here we go.
Destroying property which can be replaced is not violence.
No, neither is stealing it. Why? It's redistribution. This might sound strange unless you know Soviet history. One of the bedrocks of Soviet history was the government owned your property. And so what would happen as soon as the Marxists came to power? What did they do? They moved people into your house. All you needed was a bedroom. And so other people you did not know were moved into your house. You had to share your kitchen, your bathroom. Sometimes these people were violent. Sometimes they were criminals. And that was just tough. Better lock the door at night. Whole family could sleep on that bed. This is a bedrock Soviet Marxist principle. And this is how they're looking at property now. This is the key takeaway. This is how they're looking at property. And that is why you get a lecture from the would-be district attorney of San Francisco that you should shut up, whiner. Expect to lose thousands of dollars. Examine yourself. Check yourself. How can you afford thousands of dollars of something and that guy who stole from you does not have it? You are the criminal. And this is how they operate. What are they moving to? A time when you would not even dare report crime because that would make you a suspect. A suspect for being a hater, an elitist. an oppressor. And this mentality that we see in these tweets, and I see examples of this every day. I could do this segment every day. But I want you to understand how they think, and I want the people who understand, who use this show as show prep, to understand how they think. You have got to change your tune. This is not soft on crime. This is absolute tolerance of crime as a Marxist principle, or else. Or else. This is why they're defunding the police. Because if the police go after somebody who's stolen something you shouldn't have from you, they are oppressors. Police should instead be like the Attorney General of New York and go after political enemies. That's what police are for. This is why they have never once ever protested the FBI. They love the FBI. They love the fact that today in the New York Post, we just learned that an Israeli intelligence agency agent was arrested by the DOJ. He made the mistake of coming and telling them, hey, Hunter's getting paid off by Chinese intel. They seem to own the Bidens. You want to do something about that? He's Israeli. They arrested him in Greece to shut him up. See, he thought this was still a real justice system. He thought that the Department of Justice was actually about justice. You should read that article this morning in the New York Post. It is wow. He explains that part of the reason that the Chinese paid all the money to the Bidens is because of their contacts inside the FBI, who could then help Chinese criminals who are a danger to our national security get out of charges. That's what the FBI does now in their free time, when they're not covering up for Hunter. Now, that is how a law enforcement agency is supposed to function, according to the left. The only crimes are political. If somebody has to take something, it's because the redistribution didn't work. We cannot be upset about that. That's how they think. We need to understand this so we can explain it to people and counter them. That's why that's important. What just happened with Russia and China? I can't figure out if the U.S. media doesn't understand or they just don't want you to know. Keep showing them shaking hands. If you want to know what was actually said that was so devastating, you actually have to go on Twitter, where I go for my news now. It's real and unfiltered. The end, she and Putin shook hands and congratulated themselves on ending 100 years of Western influence. Wow, that sounds kind of dicey. What did they do? The U.S. media pretends they don't know, or maybe they actually don't know. What's been in place for 100 years? Our currency is the world's reserve currency. There's only one world financial system. It's the SWIFT system. It trades in our dollars. So if people were to stop trading in our dollars, you would immediately wake up poor. You think you're poor now? You look back to 2023 and wish that you could have the money you had then, the buying power you had then, if people stopped trading in the dollar, because most of the dollar's value is in the fact that the world uses it for transactions. Changes are coming that have not happened for 100 years. That was when we became the world's reserve currency. That's where all of our power as a country comes from. It's not military. And we are promoting these changes together. Where we are united now, there is peace, said Xi Jinping to Putin. He just declared war on the dollar. Again, I don't know if the media is too stupid to know this and they just read whatever's in front of them, or they don't want to tell you. This is a war not just on the dollar, but on your lifestyle, on American wealth. And then they brokered a trade deal between Russia, China. We don't have all the details of it yet, but it mandates that any kind of trade done Russia, China, Asia will now be done in yuan primarily, or rubles. All that trade used to be done in dollars. So picture just useless dollars like paper falling to the floor. Now that's in addition to the peace and trade deal that China just brokered between Saudi Arabia and Iran. What is part of that deal? They made peace. And that's interesting because we didn't. We've been trying for generations to make peace between Saudi Arabia and Iran. China pulled it off. But that's not even the part I care about that. I don't care if they have peace or not. But I do care what they trade in. And in that trade deal between Saudi Arabia and Iran, what will they be trading in now? All their energy? Buying, selling? Oh, you won. What do they trade in now? Dollars. See the problem here? It gets bigger and bigger. Then China cut a deal with Saudi Arabia. It will buy energy from Saudi Arabia in its own currency. Oops, more useless dollars. See how this works? And this is how, why is this happening right now? Well, what are we doing in this country? What were we doing in this country yesterday? We were debating in what order we will pay our debts in a default. The Democrats' position was we will not default. We'll just print more money. With the dollar? Is that what you're going to print? You can print dollars and debase the value of each one? As China is walking around the globe with rubles and yuan here, look at the ruble. What's it backed by? Real stuff. Energy. What's Russia's debt? A fraction of ours. See a problem there? So China and Russia just brokered a peace of trade, well, it's mainly China, between Saudi Arabia and Iran and petroyuan. And we, you know, while we're trying to debate, like, hey, how do we not collapse our system? How do we get a hold of inflation? Understand, inflation is just devaluing the dollar, so you need more dollars to buy stuff. Well, if the whole world uses our dollar, and they could trade in something more stable that would not depreciate in their hand as they hold it, won't they do that? They will. They will do that. And why didn't this happen before, though? We've always had a lot of debt. We've always printed a lot of money. Not like we have under Biden. That's never been done in human history. Nobody's ever printed $1 trillion and spent it all in 4 months until Biden. So we found out what would happen. It's not good. So why is China doing this? Because the whole world sees our dollar is weak. It's degenerating before their eyes in terms of how fast it's losing value. The only reason people haven't abandoned it is because there's nothing to replace it with until now. But also, why are China and Russia doing this? Why didn't China do this under Trump? We printed a lot of money under Trump. One simple reason. Trump hung tariffs over China's head. See, if we wanted to win, we could start by noon if we wanted to. Because China's got one central problem. We are their biggest trade partner. Over half their trade is with us. So if Joe Biden were to merely threaten, hey, we could change that at any time. You want to cut that by half? You want to close those Chinese factories? We're not buying from you. We'll start manufacturing our own pharmaceuticals and our own clothes. We'll do that. Or, you know, we'll just send it to a friendly company like a country like India. They have practical slave labor there, too. Those people are so poor. God bless them. Or maybe Indonesia. It's all we have to do. It's literally that simple. Now, did you notice when that balloon flew over the country? That, folks, that was a major turning point in U.S. history. We will see it in retrospect. What was China doing? They wanted to see if they humiliated Joe Biden, what would he do? Would he hit them with trade sanctions? No. Would he even bring up trade sanctions? Folks, all this debate all day long on Fox News and CNN and MSNBC is so profoundly stupid. We keep talking about Russia and China as if the only way to deal with them is militarily. That doesn't make any sense. Tell China, trade ends. Good luck feeding your people. It's not hard. But Joe won't do it. And we know why. They own him. They know they own him. We've got the Bank of America papers. We've got the transaction. We subpoenaed it. We have it. It's over. They control him. And so what China was demonstrating to Russia, but also to Asia and the whole world is, hey, look, we're going to put this currency out there. We're going to take out the dollar and Joe's going to let us. Because the one massive trump card that we have, the slightly more than 50% of China's trade that comes from this country will not be used under this president. And so that is what Russia and China were celebrating when they shook hands. Big smiles. Did you see Medvedev? He's like dying laughing as this is going on in the background. You're watching the destruction of our currency because our president is letting them. Because the Democrat Party is letting them. Oh, and China is building a massive pipeline with Siberia so they can then pay Russia for their oil. They don't have to buy it on SWIFT system on the world market. So basically what China is doing is making sure they can buy stuff for yuan. Now, what happens because this is all coming. Do you know 12 countries have applied to join BRICS? Why? So that as a group, they can demand to pay in their own currency for stuff. Again, could we stop? China and Russia have led this effort for 20 years. They got nowhere. They've been talking about BRICS for 20 years. Why are they getting somewhere else? Because they own Joe Biden and he won't sanction trade. That's why. That's why. And the FBI could stop at any time they want. They got all the goods on the Bidens. Instead, they arrest Israeli whistleblowers who are like, oh, hey, you know, China's paying off Joe's illegal bribes. Hello, hello. Hey, does the Department of Justice, you might want to know about the, oh. And who do they arrest? The Bidens? Shoot, no. They arrest the Israeli whistleblower. It's in the New York Post today. So when we most need to fight and could easily fight, our president is owned. And it is literally taking it right out of our wallets. It is killing us. We do not have 18 months for Joe to pretend he can't sanction a guy, she, he thinks is his friend. So last week we debated, because we do these things here, who is crazier? The people in the UFO cults at the Pentagon or Gwyneth Paltrow? Gwyneth Paltrow, always a good choice for who's crazier. So last week, as the banks were collapsing, the Pentagon put out a statement explaining, it's hard to report this with a straight face, that you should know that the alien mothership might be out there orbiting our solar system and releasing alien space probes. Let me let that sink in. Did I put this out when? Oh, last week in the middle of the run-up to the potential bank collapse. Yeah, because they wanted you to think about alien space probes instead of pulling your money out, because that'd make Joe Biden look bad. So, you know, it was pretty much 50-50 as I asked the, you know, on the text line, hey, go ahead and vote. Who's crazier? Gwyneth Paltrow, who sells candles scented to smell just like her hoo-ha, or she did that. They sold out, by the way, in a few hours. And now admits to pumping ozone up her butt publicly, or the Pentagon. That was pretty close. Hard to say. Well, the Pentagon's reasoning is because there's this big object that's orbiting around out there. It's called the Oumuarua. And so they were saying, hey, you know, we just want you to know, just randomly, hey, we're the Pentagon, might be a UFO invasion there. Might want to pay attention to that instead of Joe Biden's inflationary situation. Why? Because of the Oumuarua. It's probably releasing space probes as we speak. Maybe manned by aliens, maybe not. We don't know. Well, scientists have just solved the mystery of the Oumuarua. I think it's actually produced. They think it's actually a natural phenomenon, even though it has unusual characteristics. There were a couple of characteristics of it that had caused some to believe it might be an alien spacecraft, including the lunatics inside the Pentagon. Hey, you know what? But we started the 8 o'clock hour. What did we start this hour with? With the Pentagon, doctors are now advising that children can consent at age 7 to be sterilized by puberty blockers. So, I mean, hey, alien spacecraft? Yeah. Anyway, scientists and researchers at the University of California, Berkeley, and Cornell have come up with a simple explanation. It's not UFOs or aliens. Sorry, Pentagon. Try again. Hey, look, if you can't distract the American people from withdrawing their deposits in the Biden era because of Biden inflation with UFOs, what can you use? I don't know, but I'm sure they're sitting around a big red table, big round table right now trying to figure it out. Golly, these people are just, they're crazy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.